chapter 7. The sons of Issachar, Tola, Pua, Jashub, and Shimron, four in all. The sons of Tola, Uzi, Rephaiah, Jeriel, Jamai, Ibsam, and Samuel, heads of their families. During the reign of David, the descendants of Tola, listed as fighting men in their genealogy, numbered 22,600. The son of Uzi, Izrahiah. The sons of Izrahiah, Michael, Obadiah, Joel, and Ishiah. All five of them were chiefs. According to their family genealogy, they had 36,000 men ready for battle, for they had many wives and children. The relatives who were fighting men belonging to all the clans of Issachar, as listed in their genealogy, were 87,000 in all. Three sons of Benjamin, Bela, Becher, and Jeriel, the sons of Bela, Ezbon, Uzi, Uziel, Jeremoth, and Iri, heads of families, five in all. Their genealogical record listed 22,034 fighting men. The sons of Becher, Zemira, Joash, Eliezer, Elionai, Omri, Jeremoth, Abijah, Anathoth, and Alemeth. All these were the sons of Becher. Their genealogical record listed the heads of families and 20,200 fighting men. The son of Jediel, Bilhan. The sons of Bilhan, Jeush, Benjamin, Ehud, Kanaana, Zethan, Tarshish, and Ahishahar. All these sons of Jediel were heads of families. There were 17,200 fighting men ready to go out to war. The Shupites and Hupites were the descendants of Ir, and the Hushites the descendants of Aher. The sons of Naphtali, Jaziel, Guni, Jazer, and Shillem, the descendants of Bilhah. The descendants of Manasseh, Azriel was his descendant through his Aramean concubine. She gave birth to Machir, the father of Gilead. Machir took a wife from among the Hupites and Shupites. His sister's name was Maaka. Another descendant was named Zelophehad, who had only daughters. Machir's wife Maaka gave birth to a son and named him Peresh. His brother was named Sheresh, and his sons were Ulam and Rakem. The son of Ulam, Bedan. These were the sons of Gilead, son of Machir, the son of Manasseh. His sister Hamoleketh gave birth to Ishhad, Abirzer, and Mala. The sons of Shemida were Ahayan, Shechem, Lichi, and Anayam. The descendants of Ephraim, Shuthelah, Bered his son, Tahath his son, Eliada his son, Tahath his son, Zabad his son, and Shuthelah his son. Azer and Eliad were killed by the native-born men of Gath when they went down to seize their livestock. Their father Ephraim mourned for them many days, and his relatives came to comfort him. Then he lay with his wife again, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. He named him Beriah because there had been misfortune in his family. His daughter was Sheerah, who built Lower and Upper Beth-Horon, as well as Uzen Sheerah. Rephah was his son, Reshef his son, Telah his son, Tehan his son, Ledan his son, Amahud his son, Elishama his son, Nun his son, and Joshua his son. Their lands and settlements included Bethel and its surrounding villages, Naaran to the east, Gezer and its villages to the west, and Shechem and its villages all the way to Aya and its villages. Along the borders of Manasseh were Beth Shan, Taanach, Megiddo, and Dor, together with their villages. The descendants of Joseph, son of Israel, lived in these towns. The sons of Asher, Imnah, Ishva, Ishvi, and Beriah, their sister was Sarah. The sons of Beriah, Heber, and Malkiel, who was the father of Birzaith. Heber was the father of Japhlet, Shomer, and Hotham, and of their sister Shua. The sons of Japhlet, Pasach, Bimhal, and Ashvath. These were Japhlet's sons. The sons of Shomer, Ahi, Roga, Huba, and Aram. The sons of his brother Helem, Zopha, Imna, Shelesh, and Amal. The sons of Zopha, Sua, Hanefer, Shual, Beri, Imra, Bezer, Hod, Shama, Shilsha, Ithran, and Beera. The sons of Jether, Jephoneh, Pispa, and Ara. The sons of Ula, Ara, Haniel, and Rizia. All these were descendants of Asher, heads of families, choice men, brave warriors, and outstanding leaders. The number of men ready for battle, as listed in their genealogy, was 26,000.